The Gloria and Et in Terra Pax from Bach's Mass in B minor, the English Baroque Soloists and Monteverdi Choir led by John Elliott Gardner. The Mass in B minor will be performed by the Oriana Singers with the New York Chamber Soloists Orchestra and Soloists Friday at 7:30 at College Street Congregational Church in Burlington, and it will be directed by my guest in this hour, William Metcalf. Good afternoon, William.
Good afternoon, Walter.
Before we get to the nitty-gritty of the B minor Mass, I want to ask you about someone that I know you knew for many years and worked with on many occasions, who just died at the beginning of November, Jane Ambrose,
yes,
who taught at the University of Vermont and was director of the Lane series for some 23 years and was a big fan of the B minor Mass of Bach, among many other things. And I know you worked with her in performance with the UVM Baroque Ensemble for many years and go way back. And I just thought I'd ask you for a remembrance of Jane Ambrose.
There are many remembrances. The one thing that I always thought was wonderful was her attack on the playing of the Baroque flute, otherwise known as a traverso, with only one key and made of wood. And she was really following along with the best early music groups in Europe and in the U.S. Everybody was putting down their modern instruments and trying to make the Baroque ones behave properly. They require usually different techniques. And she went actually to Vienna for a year and studied nothing but Baroque flute for a year with Leopold Stassny. You probably remember Stassny. He was the flute player with Concentus Musicus Wien. So she went over there for a year and sat at the master's feet, and they talked about traversi and Baroque flutes and the literature and all of that. So I remember her being very willing to get up and, you know, you have to commit yourself to some kind of public visibility. And gradually now, of course, people pick up Baroque flutes and just play them beautifully.
Well, I know she was very enthusiastic about early music and music in general. I would see her at the Lane series, and she was always excited about whatever performance was taking place.
Yeah, I think you have to have that kind of excitement to run a series like the Lane series, because you have to be a stand-in. You make the judgment maybe 2 years before that such and such a new act is coming, and you want to book that act. And she was a genuine enthusiast. She loved music, not just early music, although that's where her real heart was.
Well, there will be a memorial service for Jane Ambrose at St. Paul's Cathedral in downtown Burlington on Saturday, November 21st at 11 a.m. And thank you for remembering Jane Ambrose. I know
welcome.
You went way back with her. You go way back with the Oriana Singers and the B minor Mass as well. Now, how many times have you performed it with the Oriana Singers,
well,
would you say?
This will be our seventh run at it. As I said to a gathering not too long ago, we hope to get all the notes right this time.
Well, it's a big piece.
It's a very big piece, although it's interesting. It's not as long by any means as Messiah, which goes on about 2 hours and 35 minutes or so. This just really should take only about an hour and, about 2 hours and 15 minutes, something like that.
It's a setting of the Latin Ordinary of the Mass,
right,
the standard Kyrie, Gloria, Credo, Agnus Dei, Sanctus, and Agnus Dei.
Sanctus, Benedictus, and Agnus Dei, yeah.
Now, but that raises the question, what was a good Lutheran like Bach writing a Latin Mass, a Roman Catholic Mass, essentially?
Well, Bach was his own entrepreneur, and he wanted an organ job. So not unlike people who apply for jobs today, he filled out his application and let it be known that he was a candidate for this job. And so he composed a Kyrie and Gloria, the normal kind of content of a Lutheran low mass, not the high mass. So the high mass is what makes it suddenly all these extra parts, the Creed and the Sanctus and the Benedictus and the Agnus at the end. And so he put this all together for a special birthday celebration of the ruler of the time, and he didn't get the job. So he put it away for quite a while, and 18 years before he died, he decided, we never know exactly why, that he wanted to complete that. He wanted to produce a Missa Tota, the whole thing, and submit that for a job in Saxony. And he didn't get that job either, so he was not batting a very high average at that point. But what he put together was the Lutheran Low Mass, which is its main virtue for Lutherans, frankly, is that it's shorter than the big Catholic full rite. The Catholics and Protestants of the time, Catholics and Lutherans also at the time, were at loggerheads about minute details of the creed and what such and such a word actually meant. But that really, that's not why Bach wrote these two. People wrote the Low Mass because it would get you in and out of church in a reasonable amount of time. And they wrote the Long Mass when they wanted a sovereign to pay special attention, and maybe the sovereign would like trumpets. And trumpets are always a sign that there's something political going on.
And well, and we heard them playing a prominent role in the opening of the Gloria there. I'm speaking with William Metcalf, who will conduct Bach's Mass in B minor with the Oriana Singers and Orchestra and Soloists Friday at 7:30 at College Street Congregational Church in Burlington. You can get all the details through our website, vpr.net/classical. Just scroll down for William Metcalf Live. Well, let's hear a little bit more of this is from the larger Gloria section. We're going to hear a couple of numbers here. This one is a particular favorite of mine, the Domine Deus. It's a duet for soprano and tenor with flute solo. And in your performance, the soprano will be Mary Bonhag and the tenor will be Adam Hall.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And what I love about this is the singers are singing about God the Father and God the Son, Domine Deus, Domine Filii. Mm-hmm. But to indicate theologically the unity of Father and Son, Bach has one singer singing about Father when the other is singing about Son. So they're never singing the same words at the same time, or almost never. And it could be a total gobbledygook in lesser hands. But here it's effortless, and you can hear the words, and you can understand them singing about the Father and the Son. And it's just a marvelous duet. And then we'll go, it goes right into the Quitolis Peccata Mundi, who taketh away the sins of the world, which is a choral number.
Yes.
And in this performance, we're going to hear the soprano will be Nancy Argenta and the tenor Howard Milner, with Lisa Besnosiuk playing the flute with the English Baroque soloists and Monteverdi Choir led by John Elliott Gardner. The Domine Deus and Qui Tollis from the Gloria of Bach's Mass in B minor. We heard the English Baroque soloists and Monteverdi Choir led by John Elliott Gardner. And the soprano was Nancy Argenta, the tenor Howard Milner. The entire Mass in B minor will be performed Friday evening at 7:30 at College Street Congregational Church in Burlington, by the Oriana Singers, the NYCS Orchestra, and vocal soloists, led by my guest in this hour. I'm Walter Parker. My guest is William Metcalf, who will be conducting the Mass in B minor for the seventh time, you tell me.
Yes, I hope. I hope seventh time is going to be the best of all. But each time you do it, you think it's going to be wonderful, and it is. So go with the flow.
Well, can you put into words what it is about the B minor Mass that is so enduring?
Short answer, no, of course not. It really is pretty difficult to decide. There are several different things. The incredible way he writes counterpoint for the chorus, expecting them to sing all of that counterpoint with great accuracy, sometimes at great speed, which is very exciting. He has a wonderful sense of orchestration, really. Piece will be an aria for tenor, say, and two oboes, and they'll play right through with the strings, and they'll add piquant touches to the sound of the strings as he goes along. And when he gets into a fast chorus, full of joy and quickness and lightness, if it's possible, then you know that the climax is coming when the trumpets enter. And they're very high, but it's possible to play the way our Jim Duncan plays, has been in Burlington forever and plays these things. They're very thrilling and very accurate.
Now, what size performing forces will you have? How large will the Oriana Singers be for this?
As far as we know, every week it seems to fluctuate a bit, but we look forward to 36 of the singers, and that includes the soloist. The orchestra will be about 20 people.
And we should mention who the soloists are, because you have a fine group of mostly local singers, as far as I can recognize here. You have sopranos Mary Bonhag and Amy Bushy, mezzo-soprano Jill Hallett-Levis, alto Linda Radke, host of the VPR Classical Choral Hour, tenor Adam Hall, and bass Gary Moreau.
Yes. All very familiar to people who come and hear Oriana a fair number of times. They really are all Vermont now, since Mary and her husband Evan are living in Vermont. And they're not quite local to Burlington, but it's a short drive up to where they live.
And let's hear some more from the B minor Mass. We're going to hear the final two sections of the larger Gloria section. And that is the Quoniam, Tu Solus Sanctus, if I remember that correctly, Quoniam Tu Solus Sanctus, yes. Mm-hmm. And this is a solo for bass, Stephen Varco in this case, and horn, Michael Thompson. And I'm not sure, I've never been quite sure why the horn was the appropriate solo to go with this text. Doesn't mention any, I don't believe it mentions the horn anywhere, or blowing a trumpet or a horn.
Well, talking about, I suppose, the one and only God, you get this singular use of the horn, who never plays another note except in this aria. And that could be to highlight the idea that you alone are God.
And this goes directly into the final chorus of the Gloria section, Cum Sancto Spiritu.
Which is a stunning chorus.
Which is, it's breathtaking in more ways than one.
Right.
It's brilliant music and it's fast. And there's a lot of counterpoint going on in this.
Yes.
And, it's irresistible, really. Once again, the English Baroque soloists and Monteverdi Choir led by John Elliott Gardner. Final portions of the Gloria from the Mass in B minor of Johann Sebastian Bach, Qui Quoniam Tu Solus Sanctus, featuring baritone, bass, baritone Stephen Varco with horn player Michael Thompson, and the final chorus, Cum Sancto Spiritu. The Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque soloists, led by John Elliott Gardner, in the recording we're listening to today. The Mass in B minor of Bach will be performed by the Oriana Singers with orchestra and soloists, 7:30 Friday evening at College Street Congregational Church in Burlington, under the direction of my guest in this hour, William Metcalf, who will be conducting it for the seventh time, as far as we can tally. And that spans how many years with the Oriana Singers, Bill?
Oh, something like 42. I think I don't count the years I was away on sabbatical, but it's been a lot.
Now, are you the original conductor of the Oriana Singers?
Yeah, I founded the group. I started it after I had had a wonderful semester working with the UVM Choral Union that Jim Chapman conducted and founded. And he was off on sabbatical, so he let me take the choir for a semester. And we did some interesting things, and I remembered how much fun it was to be involved in choral music.
Now, you have some singers who've been with you for a lot of that time.
Oh, yes. Jill Levis, who will be singing the Laudamus Te, as she has in every performance, I think, since we began, was an original. Bob Levis, her husband, who will be playing Timps, but he's part of Oriana, has been for a long time. Andrea Rogers, who ran the Flynn, of course, and to whom we owe so much because that building was rescued from being made into another hotel, perhaps. She was one of the originals, too. Gary Moreau, the bass soloist, who will be singing the great Quonium with the wonderful horn, obbligato, was also one of the originals.
Well, that performance you can find out about through the Oriana website, orianasingersvt.org. Tickets are available through the Flynn box office, flynntix.org, if you want to check that out. We have time for a bit more music from the Mass in B minor. Let's hear a very beautiful but more subdued section. This from the Credo. We'll hear the Crucifixus. He was crucified, followed by the Et Resurrexi, and was resurrected. Is there anything you want to introduce us to in this section?
I don't think particularly. When you get a work like this where the whole piece, and this is the miracle of the work. You were saying, why the hoopla? It's all one piece, and it goes together as though it were all written, you know, like Messiah was in 21 days. No, we know that he wrote parts of it, and then he wrote another part, and then finally in his last years he wrote the rest of it, stealing from his own music to do that mostly. And when you come down and you hear it, it's all B minor Mass, and it works perfectly.
Crucifixus and Et Resurrexit, sections of the Credo of Bach's Mass in B minor. The English Baroque soloists and Monteverdi choir led by their founder, John Elliott Gardner. Music that will be performed by the Oriana Singers with orchestra and soloists Friday evening at 7:30 at College Street Congregational Church in Burlington under the direction of my guest in this hour, William Metcalf, who has directed. Well, we were just talking about it. This is the 30th anniversary year of the first time you did it.
That's apparently true. I wasn't really thinking of that at the time, but it's a nice idea.
1985? Yeah. Well, that's very exciting. William, what's in store for you and the Oriana Singers beyond the Mass in B minor?
Well, we're not entirely sure what we might scrape up in the dead of winter, maybe even with a smaller part of the group. But May 15th next year is Israel and Egypt, the great Handel oratorio where all manners of plagues are conjured up.
Yes, all manner of flies and lice, and the land brought forth frogs.
That's right.
All these wonderful things that Handel depicts so beautifully, and it features the chorus prominently.
That's why we're doing it. Handel wrote wonderful, wonderful operas, but they tend not to have much chorus work, so we can't do those.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Israel and Egypt, that'll be fun. Well, if you'd like information about the Mass in B minor this Friday, you can go to the Oriana Singers website, orianasingersvt.org, or you can go straight to the Flynn box office for tickets, flynntix.org. 863-5966, the phone number in area code 802, of course. Well, thank you, Bill Metcalf, for taking time and stopping by.
You're very welcome, Walter.
We'll have time for a little bit more of the Mass in B minor here. Once again, John Elliott Gardner leading the English Baroque soloists and Monteverdi Choir. We'll hear the second Osana from the Sanctus, and we'll hear the closing Dona Nobis Pacem.